Well, it's about, you know, typically bonds life are about 20 years, 20 years. And so we're at the 10-year mark, obviously. And that's when our financial planners met with myself and our director of finance and said, hey, you have an opportunity right now. You know, a millage rate's going to drop. We can refinance and see if we can even get a lower percentage rate, which would give you more of a gap. In other words, it would drop some more, which, again, what it will do then is if you take that gap amount and go to the voters for a zero, so for a zero mil increase from the prior year's levy, you can generate that amount, which happens to be $21.5 million. It's 0.21 mils. So in other words, if we pass this, goes to the voters August 8th.
Okay.
For a zero mil increase from the prior year, so our millage rate is one of the lowest in Jackson County still at 4.08, which is great. It would continue to be 4.08, but we would be able to pull out $21.5 million for renovations. And so it would affect every single one of our buildings, all five buildings.